welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 210. I'm pulling that out of my ass, but I'm pretty sure that's it.
Well, we had no idea last week.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what the hell? Episode what the fuck?
Yeah, that's what I should have named it, but... Yeah, I'm Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
That's right, I'm here.
And Fozzie.
Yo, yo, yo.
We're not sure where Jeff is.
He's having the sex.
We're hoping that's what it is.
All the sex.
Just picture Hefe with that mustache.
Oh.
Going in.
It's too, it's too much.
That is not a mustache.
We are a positive bunch of people.
That's right. We're positive.
And we are bringing the positivity.
Because we hate negativity.
Yes. Actually, I think we are going to be pretty positive. So, let's jump right in. Let's talk about Destiny. We've all been playing the beta. What do you guys think?
If it's not the most attractive game I've ever played, it's definitely in like the top three.
It's
very pretty. I can't wait till they open up like more areas. Like once we get the real game, like.
Well, they show you, the moon. They kind of tease out the next place in the story that it's going to take you.
Yeah, and there's a multiplayer map that's on the moon, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, draw distance is crazy good in this game. Like, it's just awesome to look at.
It is very attractive, though.
It's really clean. Like, that's what I like about it a lot. Yeah. The UI is clean. Just, like, everything about it is just sharp. Looks crisp.
And it plays like Halo, which is nice.
Yes.
Very similar to Halo, yes.
Halo with mixed in with good parts of MMO. It's pretty good.
Borderlands. It's Halo Borderlands. That's what the game is.
Yeah, and, there's definitely some, like normal MMO-ish to it as well, like, especially in those, the free roam areas,
mm-hmm.
like, where you have the people just running around. Have you guys done any of the public events?
I just did one.
So they're pretty cool, like, where, like, an event will just, they're just random, they happen in, like, particular areas, but then you have to team up with the randoms that are in the area. You don't have to be part of a fire team, and you all work to kind of complete one goal.
Yeah.
And doing that actually gets you some pretty cool rewards. I think you get some credit bonus, and there's also some like a Vanguard. Like
there's a bounty, it's like a bounty that says if you get gold tier,
yeah,
like up next XP.
Yeah. So what do you guys think so far? Like outside of like that, it plays like Halo and it's kind of MMO-ish.
I'm liking it a lot, man. Like it's, I don't know, it's weird because I have played a lot of first-person shooters recently, but like this one just feels good. It just feels nice. You know that they're like veterans of the industry when you're playing something like this. And, but yeah, from what I've played so far, I mean, it's definitely something I think that can hook me for a bit.
Do you guys like the way the missions are structured? Like, where.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward, and you can even choose, like, whether you want to do like a little bit higher difficulty or something.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So
yeah, there's like the normal and the advanced, which is, I mean, it's nice. I don't know. I feel like it's just a taste of the game, and it's hard to like get an opinion on the overall thing.
Yeah, because they really only give you like the opening area of the game, which is Russia and. And you're just kind of like, it just throws you in. The story just kind of like, you wake up, you were dead or something.
Right. I want to know what I was before. Like, was I activated? Am I like?
Right.
I don't know. I'm intrigued by the story. I hope there is more. Because they don't give you very much. It's just what is it? Peter Dinklage talking at you.
Yeah. There's also you talk to the speaker.
Right.
That one point, but that's it. Like, there's not a lot.
It'd be nice if they flesh that out, so we get like a semblance of not just like MMO, but like a campaign.
Right. That'll be nice.
Yeah.
What else? Let's see. Yeah. So right now they've given us Old Russia. I think it's like, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, like 5 missions, and then the strike mission. Fozzie, we did the strike mission.
Yes.
Tony, have you done the strike mission yet?
No.
So that's...
It's tough.
Yeah, it's definitely tougher than anything else in the game so far. Of course, we also tried to do it with Dub at, like, level 3. So... he was a little underpowered. But I thought the way that mission was structured was really well done. Like, there's a bunch of different things to do, and it's like, you know, there's still a story to it, but it's not vital to the main game. Jeff was asking me if you're able to do it by yourself. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think you are. It always does the matchmaking. But it's weird that you can't do it during the story portion. It's like, why won't they at least let you choose if you want to be matchmaking for that?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, like, that is weird.
You know,
I did just look at this, too. So when we played it on Tuesday when the Xbox beta opened up, I thought it was harder than when I had played it before, because I had run that in the alpha, and I had run it on the beta on the PlayStation 4 before this, and it was way easier. Yeah,
really?
Right now the only difficulties are hard and very hard. that might be why. Yeah.
In the game? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, like the only difficulties for the strike mission are hard and very hard.
Gotcha.
So that would explain why that was a little harder. I don't know. There's a bunch of cool things in it. Like, there's like the Deckard Cain guy, where you get the unidentified items, and you can buy new ships and sparrows. I'm not sure what any of that does. I'm trying to buy a new ship. I don't know why, because it's just cosmetic in this, like in the loading screens. It's the only time you ever see it. But
really, there's nothing else to it.
For right now, like in the beta, there's nothing else to it. It's just cosmetic in the loading screens. But I assume, and maybe it's just me being overly optimistic, but I assume there'll be some sort of mission where you actually fly your ship, and I hope so. Because they introduced that in Reach.
Right, you can do that in other Halo games. It seems like that wouldn't be too much of a stretch.
Yeah, and vehicles have always been a big part of Halo, so I would think that they would keep that. You know, even this isn't Halo, but it's very similar.
Lots of not Halo.
Yeah, like
the guys like look like they're in Halo. The enemies look like Halo enemies.
Right. The Titan is basically a Spartan. Like
the Ghost is that little Spark dude from the first game.
Yes.
Yeah. And that orb is from the game too. Oh no, it's not. It's from Mass Effect. Yeah. Is it? It's from a space game where. Literally, there's that eye that goes through the mission. Yeah, maybe it was Mass Effect. In the second one. Do you know what I'm talking about? No?
No.
Okay. Well, screw you guys. We did not know things.
We know you're correct.
Okay.
We do believe in you. I believe in Fozzie.
Good.
Me too.
I'm going to get a tattoo on my forehead. I believe in Fozzie.
So Fozzie and I were talking on Tuesday, and...
Yep.
I guess you had heard a rumor that the final level was 20. I heard that rumor as well today, and there seems like there's some truth to it, which that seems really weird. If you can only get to level 20.
Yeah, that would definitely kind of put...
The final level in the game or in the beta?
No, the beta is level 8.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that... I mean, okay, so I haven't seen any items that are over level 21, or over level 20, but maybe that's just, like, in this, like, part of the world.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping is, like, this Earth and Moon part, maybe level 20, and then once you unlock, like, the next area.
It doesn't make sense, because, like, I hit 8 after 4 hours.
Yeah.
So, unless they're really giving us everything really rapid just to kind of give us a taste, but, like, no, I like the pacing now, and I want...
Yeah, it's really well done.
Like, it should be kind of like the 60s, the 70s, kind of like Borderlands-ish.
Yeah, I was thinking 70 made sense, because Bungie really likes 7s, and then it gives them room to, you know, up the level cap with their expansions, but...
Right.
I don't know. If it is 20, maybe they found a different way of progression that... Because there are other... Like, there are Vanguard ranks, and... so there's other things to level. I'm not sure how any of that works. Other than getting
the ability to wear some of the equipment you can't wear, what else does leveling get you?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, because the actual skills aren't tied to your levels. So.
Right, they're based on the stuff you do, right?
Yeah, so, like, the more you use grenades, the more that levels, and the more you punch people, the more your melee levels, and like, your equipment, like, your pulse rifle will level up as you use it, or, like, they're the green weapons, I think. Yes, maybe leveling isn't all that important, I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait till we see final build. But right now, the way it's structured, it definitely seems kind of like a MMORPG type game, and having a level of 20 as your cap seems really strange.
Yeah, it just, like, there needs to be some sort of end game, but yeah, I was looking at the level 20 stuff, and it does greatly, like, the damage is insane, but still, it's just so. But there's nothing officially confirmed yet. I mean, I feel like it's a little getting kind of close to the end.
Yeah, there's nothing confirmed directly from Bungie where they're like, level 20 is it. Like, I can't find a quote from anybody from Bungie, but there are articles where they were interviewing members of Bungie, and that level cap was in those articles. And then they kind of go on to explain that they want the player base to be able to always kind of be on the same footing, so it's more of chasing your weapons and getting the loot drops, and that's how it's going to distinguish, I guess, the growth of your character.
Okay.
But I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I mean, again, I hope they know what they're doing, because I just... Obviously, there's got to be something different, though, because you don't even hit your second, like, tier of, like, powers until level 15.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're saying that there's only going to be, like, 5 things to choose from in that next one. It just... I don't know.
But as Tony said, that could be, like, where you get that subclass of your build, but you don't need to level on a number basis, because all that stuff is, you know, usage based, so you'd be using those skills and upgrading them that way. Because even once you hit level 8, you can continue to upgrade your skills. Like, they'll continue to level in the beta, so Maybe that's how that stuff works. Have either of you jumped into the Crucible or
however you want to say it?
Yeah, what do you think of that?
It takes a while to get used to. I'm really used to Titanfall right now, so it really plays differently. It's it's multiplayer, you know? I mean, it's nothing, you know, it's nothing amazingly, you know, unique about it, but it is multiplayer. There's only one mode you can choose from at the moment. I like the weapon, the vehicles are pretty cool. Like, they have a nice feel to them. Like, they kind of, I feel like vehicles, like, a little bit clunky, but not like fucking Mako from Mass Effect 1 clunky.
Right. They feel Halo clunky.
Yeah, which is nice. Like, it's just, yeah, it's not super smooth, but it feels like you're in control for the most part. But it's pretty neat. I mean, and it's just, yeah, it's multiplayer, and it's there as a service, and it's going to be fine.
But yeah, I don't know how much I'm going to play of it.
I feel like that, which is cool, like, it's kind of an afterthought for it.
I mean, it's there, and you can get, like, cool weaponry and stuff, and by playing it, you gain your reputation, you gain the currency for, like, to buy the stuff from the that vendor.
Yeah.
And you get special gear, but, yeah, I don't know how much of that I'm actually going to play. Mm-hmm. They did balance it for the beta. So if you go to the Crucible right now, it says level advantage is disabled, which means everybody kind of is on, I guess everybody kind of has the same armor rating.
I was wondering about that. I was like, this seems unfair in very, yeah, a lot of different ways.
But yeah, I think Dub had said that they had the, I guess on Saturday, it was either Saturday or Sunday, they had a special event called the Iron Banner, where that was actually a tournament, you know, kind of a deathmatch tournament in the beta that only ran for a set amount of time, that actually had the level advantages enabled, so you wanted to go in with your best gear and your best weaponry, and you were facing off against other people that had their best stuff, so kind of like an actual...
I think that that's cool. Like, I think there should be, like, choices. Like, you can do that if you want.
The two tiers of multiplayer?
Right, yeah. Like, you have the balanced and the unbalanced, and right. I'm not sure I'm interested in either, but it's cool that it's there. They really thought that part through, at least. Mm-hmm. I really just want to go to the moon.
Yeah. I just wanted to keep playing. I was like, right, why is this X'd out?
That's so unfair. Not unfair, it's just like a giant tease, though. Like, where it's like you can select it, and when you do, they're like, join us in September for the full experience of Destiny.
I'm like, fuck, why is it not September 8? And, I mean, there's, like, so many cool things about it. Like, first off, I love that, like, that menu is so cool looking. It's like a old school map, but with stars and stuff. And then even team chat, which was pretty unique, when you don't use the party, if you use just the game chat, if you're far away from someone, you'll start to hear them in your headset and also on your speakers. So it sounds like kind of like they're walkie-talkie a bit.
That's kind of cool.
But when you're up close, you'll only hear them in your headset. And then also, if you're, like, in a cave or, like, a very closed-in area, you'll also hear kind of, like, not echoing, but it just sounds like it's bouncing off the walls a bit as far as the voices. So, like, there's, like, really cool little things there that you have to really kind of examine, but...
I think I need to mess with my router settings, because I can hear the team chat if I'm not in a party. If I'm in a party, everything goes quiet.
Well, yeah, that's what happened to me. It's like, I could not hear Chris, and I end up leaving the party app on the whole time, Snap, just because it wouldn't let me, anytime I got out of the party chat, or not out of it, but like out of that window, it would mute me, and I couldn't hear Chris either. So, it's been kind of funky. I'm assuming it's just like beta issues. You know?
Right, that's what I'm figuring too.
Like, right now, there's, like...
Because, yeah, the moment I close that party window, I can't hear anything.
Right.
But I was in a party last night with Don, and I could hear him when we weren't using the party app. Like, when we weren't partied up, when we were just in the same fire team.
Yeah, I was able to do that with him today.
Yeah.
Where he was, like, and as Fozzie said, he was actually coming through my speakers and my headset, which was really
cool. Yeah, they definitely have some issues to iron out.
But it's, I like it. It's really cool.
I think...
What was that? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that, like, I'm surprised that I'm actually, my expectations were met, and if not, it's, you know, it's just really, went well beyond it, really, from what I've played so far. I don't know, again, what will have in store for me, you know, because, again, level 20, that's kind of a little concerning, but, again, I'm sure that they have something up their sleeves where that can't be it.
Yeah, there's got to be something else to it. Maybe it doesn't have to do with numbers, but there's got to be something.
Right. Yeah.
But right now, like even when I hit level 8 with my hunter, which I did before we even went on the strike mission on Tuesday, like I was still having a blast. Like it was still a ton of fun. Just playing the game, so.
Yeah, it's challenging, but it's like really good challenging, you know? And again, it has kind of that cool MMO feel where, like, the bosses actually feel like bosses. You have to really, they're really challenging, but they're not really impossible to kill. They're not like Dark Souls hard, but you definitely have to work as a team. Right. And it's a, yeah, I'm having a really good time so far with it, so. We'll see.
And I'm interested to see more about the grimoire cards.
To
know what the hell they actually are. Like,
you burned a grimoire card. What?
Yeah, and like if you go on to Bungie.net or their app, it doesn't actually explain a whole lot about it. They're there, but it's really weird in that, like most of them are blacked out. Like, it all says redacted. Like, they're saving all that information for the actual game. And, like, I see that they have to have something to do with, like, ranks, because as I kill more enemies, like, it'll say, like, you've ranked up your, you know, grimoire card, and but there's nothing there that actually like kind of explains that to me. So I'd be interested to see what any of that stuff actually is.
You've ranked it up. So?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Like, do I get more experience? Am I getting, like, items that way? Just give me the information. I just want the information.
Swear to me!
They have created, like, a really cool world, though, that I want to, you know, play in, though. So,
yeah, I agree.
They win with that.
And even though, like, everything kind of feels, you know, pretty much the same regarding the Halo universe, it's still, it does play differently. It feels like a different dynamic than what we're used to. And, again, I'm really liking these like, hybrid genres that are coming up and just seeing, like, you know, some of them really suck, but you see something like Destiny where it's kind of taking the best of both worlds and kind of making like this just whole new experience. So it's really cool. I mean, again, yeah, Borderlands did it too, but I feel like it's a little bit different.
Yeah, because I think my problem with Borderlands was it very much felt like you had to play it with somebody else to get the most enjoyment out of it.
Uh-huh.
And this, like, I feel fine playing it by myself. I think that it is definitely really cool when you play it with other people.
Right.
But I don't feel like the need to, like, I don't mind just going in and running a mission or, you know, doing the explore by myself. Maybe that's because there's always people there. Like, they're
right.
They're there whether you want them or not. So maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. But, you guys play anything else?
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
I played Hegemony Rome. which I got in, I purchased it in early access in like February. But now the game has reached full release, so it's out of alpha, it's out of beta, you can buy it and get a final version. So it's Rome trying to take over Gaul and like fighting all the tribes in Gaul. It's a historical RTS game. And it has a lot of really cool elements that make it more historically accurate than most RTSs are. Like, it involves logistics. So, you'll start out with a town, and your town can build units. And you can, like, link the town to, like, surrounding, like, logging camps and mines and, like, fisheries to generate, like, food and wood and gold. To keep your empire running and, like, let you build more units and keep your units supplied. And then you go out to conquer other territories, and you have to, like, make sure your units can, like, trace supply back to the city so they don't starve to death, which is kind of an element you don't see in most RTS games. Most of the time you just kind of build your unit, and it's alive forever until, you know, something actually kills it. Whereas here, supply is such a huge factor. So if you're, like, fighting an enemy city, and you end up, like, taking out the, like, farms and fisheries that allow food to come into the city, and then you actually end up fighting the units that are, like, stationed in the city, those units, like, fade out of combat really quickly and die because they're not supplied. So it adds this element of, okay, if I want to take over this other town, first I cut off its supplies, and then I build my camp so that I can besiege it, and then when the combat takes place, then I have all these advantages. So it's really like, it's really got a lot more other elements of interest.
It's pretty cool. Like,
yeah, it really takes over that old formula. It's a lot of fun to like take over these cities. Like losing my train of thought here. The one thing I will say, I was expanding my city, and I had taken over like 10 or 11 surrounding cities. I'm like, I'm really zooming through this game. I'm going to take this whole map over. So I zoom out to the top of the map, and I've gotten like this little tiny itty bitty corner in like the southwest of France. And I'm like, oh, I have done nothing. So the map is huge, and there's a lot to do. And the game kind of fools you to start off with, because all the enemies around you are really weak to start off. Mm-hmm. But as you expand, you like run into these other like full empires who start tossing armies at you. So if you expand too quickly and don't really pay attention to what you're doing, you end up off balance and have like armies marching into the middle of your territory. So you really have to like do everything in like a really regimented, really slow, really well-planned way. So it's an RTS for, like, thinking people, but it's not really like the Twitch RTS that you get with StarCraft.
Okay.
In fact, it's pausable, so it's kind of like the Paradox games, where you can just pause it at any time, like, analyze the situation, figure out what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of fun with it so far. As I get farther into it, you start to unlock other units. You don't unlock other units by researching technologies in the game, though. You unlock the units by taking over enemy cities, and then you can start building their units. So I started out as the Romans, and I'm like building legions, because that's what Rome has. And then I take over this like Gallic area, and now I can build like skirmishers and tribesmen, like spearmen. So instead of like going through that normal research process you go through, kind of conquer your way to development, which is also cool. But yeah, a lot of fun.
There you go. That's a NAPO recommendation. That's like gold.
That is definitely a Tony special.
It is. It certainly is. And the thing is, despite all those logistical elements, it's a fun game and it's not that hard to play. So... like, a lot of times these games get really complex with that kind of stuff. And it's really easy to, like, you open up the map and you, like, draw your supply lines. And the supply, like, moves automatically. You don't have to worry about, like, filling up wagons and bringing them over to your troops.
Cool. cool.
Yeah. The other thing is your units, when they lose people, they're like, they've been built in a city and they always get people from that city. So if you somehow like get your empire cut in two or get cut off, your units won't replenish. The people will just die and be gone forever until you like reopen the supply route to the original city that where the unit was built. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. you play anything else?
That was all I played. I played lots of Hegemony and Destiny.
Yeah, lots of Destiny. Destiny's really good.
It is.
Faz, you play anything?
Shit. Final Fantasy 14. That's about it.
Let's talk that, because I played a little bit of that, too.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What's happening here?
What's wrong with you?
A friend of mine bought a PS4, and he wanted something to play on it with his brother, and they played Final Fantasy 11 together or whatever, and they really liked it, so he was like, well, we'll try 14. And I had bought it on a whim during the Sony winter sale. It was like $7.49 for the collector's edition.
Oh, wow.
Like the digital collector's edition on PS3, and with that, you got an upgrade to the PS4 version, so I already had it, even though I hadn't played it yet. So I gave it a shot. That game's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oddly. Really weird, but...
Of all the MMOs I've played so far, that's probably the one that I've enjoyed the most.
Yeah. It has that MMO feel to it, but... Like, it definitely has issues like that. Like, oh, go collect this and go collect that. Like, it's that the same thing. Yeah. But it definitely feels like Final Fantasy, too. Which I kind of like. So.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us about your experience with
the... Sure. Well, here's the thing is, like, I've been playing with a friend of mine who's really good. So it's been nice because I haven't had too much to think about, honestly. Because that game is tough. There's not much regarding a map aspect of it. And there is, but it's really hard to kind of find your way around if you don't know where you're going. But I've been playing with him. I'm a Lancer right now. And I guess eventually I'll become a Dragoon. But I'm, level 23 or something? So... I put in about 14 hours. I think it's fun. I want to renew it for at least another month. See where that takes me.
Yeah, I want to continue to play it a little bit. It's definitely something different.
Right.
I'm level 9 right now. I guess I played it for about 5 hours. I'm playing an archer.
An archer?
Yeah. Okay. There's different starting areas, evidently, depending upon what class you have. So, I'm in this area called Gardenia or Gardenia.
Yeah, that's where I started.
Yeah, it's nice. It's really pretty. Like, it's a beautiful game.
It's pretty, but there's one other spot that I really like. I think it's Lehman Losa or whatever. You'll see it eventually. But I mean that's always like the MO for fucking MMOs is they're gorgeous scenery, and like you can see, they put a lot of time into that. It looks great. It plays nice, I feel. The great thing about playing, I mean, you're playing on PS4, so you don't have to worry about that, but there's game pad control for the PC version, and it's actually mapped and really well, where you don't feel hindered by it compared to other people, maybe.
Yeah, so, like there's a lot going on in that. I don't know how it is on the PC controller. I'm assuming it's probably exactly the same as the PlayStation 4 controller, but there's a lot going on.
Yep.
On that controller.
Oh, I bet.
Like they definitely lock everything in, but
yeah. It's I mean, we'll see. For now, though, I'm really liking it.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah, so we'll check back in with our crazy MMO playing.
Yeah.
It is pretty nuts. That, like,
it's an MMO podcast now. Enjoy, everybody. We're just going to play Destiny.
We're just one Final step Fantasy away 14. From an esports podcast, and that's when you get all the ladies.
We're like once we start playing Dota and or League of Legends, it's all over. Like, and that's next.
That's how perfectly sane show podcast dies.
It's like we're just gonna start playing free to play games. Like, it's all actually, over.
Sequel is really good. All
right. Let's see. The only other thing I played was Wolfenstein. Well, I played two other things. Started playing Wolfenstein on Jeff's kind of recommendation. I don't know if it's not a bad game, but I don't know if I put it as like game of the year contender like Jeff was. Like,
Jeff won't even remember. By the time we get to December, he'll change his mind anyway.
Probably true. Like, he's already like in love with Destiny based on the beta, so. I don't think there's any fear of having that conversation, but
and like Don really liked it, so it looks like almost everyone has enjoyed it so far. That's going to be well.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Game. It's okay. Like, it's an okay shooter. It's an okay shooter that. Does a good job telling its story. Like, that's kind of the surprising thing, is that, like, Wolfenstein actually has, like, a decent story to, you know, pay attention to and play through. But I'm not, like, this isn't the best thing I've ever played, so. Mm-hmm. We'll see. The other thing I'm playing, Oddworld New and Tasty for review.
Delicious.
Yeah. So did you guys ever play Oddworld Abe's Odyssey?
I played bits and pieces, I think.
I played Odyssey?
Stranger's Wrath.
Stranger's Wrath, there you go.
Was that a like a 2D platformer?
It actually, it was like a puzzle shooter.
Okay, so Abe's Odyssey on, I believe it came out on the original PlayStation. It was a puzzle platformer that was incredibly hard, and it had some like awkward controls.
My favorite, my dream has come true.
Right, like, and that's what you always look for in a platformer, is like awkward controls and like brutal difficulty. So this is the same game. The graphics have just been upgraded to HD. Mm-hmm. They have toned down. There's a difficulty setting now, so it's not all just. Ridiculous. Before it was like you had to play based on their one difficulty setting, and you know if you couldn't get through it, which was it was pretty difficult at points, then you were kind of screwed. Now it's not quite the same, but like there's like an easy mode, which gives Abe a couple, you know, hits of like he can take a couple more hits than he used to be able to.
Right.
It's still not particularly easy though, even there, and I still think that the controls are wonky. Like, they're not as precise as what you'd want in a platformer, specifically a 2D platformer.
Right.
Like,
how do you mess that up?
Yeah, like, you want those ones to be, like, very precise. And
yeah, they need to be crisp.
It doesn't feel that way, and I know, like, I'm seeing other people go, oh, this game's so great, like, alright, maybe it's just me, maybe it's my controller, but something's off about it, and I'm not loving this game. Like, it was a cool game when it first came out. Now it's, I'm feeling it's less cool.
Yeah, it always had a cult following, but it's kind of really an afterthought nowadays, so
yeah, as far as interest. The world's still pretty cool. Like, the world that they created, definitely pretty cool, but I'm not in love with the game, so we'll see. I've only played the first three levels, though, so let's play a little more, and I'll let you guys know in a review shortly.
You do that.
And that's it. That's it for games and stuff. Is there any news?
I have a very little bit of news.
Okay.
But it's a little surprising, because this never happens.
Oh, boy.
EA, on a call earlier this week with its investors, first announced a profit. Thank you, mostly to Titanfall, selling lots and lots of copies. They announced that they are delaying two titles. They are delaying the new Dragon Age game, Inquisition, I think 5 or 6 weeks to November, and they're delaying Battlefield Hardline to 2015. Thus ending its short-lived attempt at
yearly
annualized releases.
Well, good.
The delay on Hardline was based mostly on feedback they got from the closed beta, which apparently was less of a beta and more of an alpha, because the game was not ready for showtime.
Good.
I heard that people were pretty mixed about it in general, so whatever. Maybe more time to polish it would not do it any harm. So.
But you know, at least make sure that it works when you release it.
It's a spring game anyways. It's March, May. It's not going to try and compete with November fucking games coming out there. It's stupid. You don't need that.
I mean, it may have been destined for failure. Yeah, you may be right there. Especially with the way Battlefield 4 went, like, people are going to say, you know, I could get this Battlefield game that might not work, or I could get this other game that's more hyped and will actually function in my console.
Right.
I'm kind of happy about that.
Yeah.
I think March is a better spot for Battlefield anyway, but maybe that's just me.
Well, that's when Bad Company 2 released, wasn't it? It was like
I think it's a good spin-off. That's a good spin-off month, you know? It's not your numbered game. It's a fucking cops and robbers and just kind of beefed up a bit.
Well, even then, I think that, and not that Battlefield does bad, like Battlefield 3 kind of went head-to-head with Call of Duty and did very well. But I just think, like, you got to get out of that mindset of you have to compete with Call of Duty, and I think Battlefield can be its own and give it its own spot. Like, March seems like the right time for it.
Yeah.
Like, it was good for Titanfall.
Right.
Like, it's outside of that Call of Duty window.
Right.
And Call of Duty is, you know, losing momentum, certainly, but not to the point that Battlefield was. So.
Yeah.
I think at this point, like, next game, bring out Bad Company. That's your fucking, that's the cult following, that's what people love. I mean, bring that back and you'll get some, then people will put four, you know, behind them, but I don't know, just... We'll see.
I think they also need to demonstrate that they have the will to, like, finish games and do them well. Because I think there's a lot of questions about EA right now.
Yeah.
There was all this stuff, was it this week or last week, about The Sims 4. Apparently they cut the pool pack from the game, which is, like, the centerpiece of, like, every Sims game from here on out. They're now cutting to make it to DLC.
That's sketchy.
Yes. So, I mean, people are hesitant right now about EA games, so maybe they should like take some more time to show people they really want to make good games and not just make money, which I think is the big issue right now.
Yeah, that they definitely seem like that's all they care about is making the money instead of making good games. And I get it, you want to make money, but if you make good games, you'll make money.
Right.
It goes hand in hand. Like, I don't know. And what about Dragon Age? Like, why the 6-week delay? Like,
I think it was, well, what they said was it was just time to like quality check and make it the best game it could be. That said, it was launching on the same day as 3 other highly anticipated games.
Yep.
I don't want to call it a Dark Souls knockoff. What's the game, Fozzie? Shadows of the Fallen? There's Shadows of Mordor. There's NBA 2K.
15.
Alien.
Lords of the Fallen? Or is it that, Alien? Is it that, Alien? It is Alien, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Alien.
Is Alien that day? Yeah, and Drive Club is also that day, I think.
Yeah.
Like, it was a crazy day.
I think that's pretty funny how, like, Dragon Age probably has the most, like, it should have the most kind of, I don't know, swagger to it, or I don't know how that,
it's definitely the most known out of all those
that's
games.
Yeah, and it's the one that delayed itself. It's like it doesn't trust its brand.
Well, but the last game, wasn't finished. Like, they didn't spend all the time that they needed to polish it and build all the levels and, so you got to figure that they have to absolutely make sure that doesn't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact that in Dragon Age 2 you couldn't change the armor on anyone but the main character. It's weird.
Right.
Well, you couldn't outfit your
Right, you couldn't outfit your own party.
Wow, that's strange.
And of course they reused the same levels over and over again because they didn't have time to make new ones. So maybe take that extra time and build a game that everybody knows is a full game.
9. That requires work. I will not.
We don't want to work.
Well, work is bad.
Work is bad.
Any other news, or is that about it?
That was all I had. I'm sure something else happened, but whatever. I was overwhelmed by other news. You know, planes crashing.
Yeah. that happens.
It was hard to read video games news this week because there was too many other annoying things going on in the world.
Yeah, lots of not fun stuff going on to kind of counteract our fun stuff, so. But so LeBron went back to the Cavs.
That's right.
Yeah. What a son of a bitch.
What do you mean?
Oh.
That's to make him...
I mean, he won his championships, now
he goes back. Like, okay, I'm bringing the championship to Cleveland. Look, here it is on my fingers.
It's like, I already got it. We're all good.
Oh, dude, he played it perfectly. He still comes back. Now he's the hero of Cleveland. And if anything, he's still got 2 NBA titles, so, I mean.
Right.
And really, right. Miami was kind of like college for him, where he probably would have won a couple national championships, but instead he won a couple NBA championships with the Heat.
Right.
And now he's going back to the Cavs.
And it's funny, because in his absence, they've been so bad that they have 3 of the last 4 number one picks.
Yeah, but now they're going
the
to be good.
And now they have LeBron, and they're going to have like LeBron's entourage is going to show up too, because they already have Miller. It sounds like Ray Allen's going to sign, so they're going to be mixing in all these really talented rookies with LeBron James and a bunch of really skilled veteran players. They're going to be really good.
I mean, I don't see why if they could just do straight up Wiggins for Love, like take Love.
It doesn't sound like Minnesota's willing to do that, but even if it's like Wiggins and somebody else and like a pick, you got to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, Minnesota has just been kind of shitty since Durant or since Garnett left. So
yeah,
they need to figure something out. But yeah, sports.
Sports
and your news.
Sports talk.
Sports talk.
Ray Rice beats his wife. Wait, what?
So barely any news, and I don't know if we have any questions. So this was kind of just a Destiny podcast.
Yeah, which I've been playing the entire time.
Yeah, I have to. Not even going left.
So good.
Wait, I'm level 2. You should get one of your characters. You should start a new one for me. Oh, yours is only 4.
Yeah, bad. I just started a new one earlier today.
Boom. Stuff on that. Snail.
I'm probably not going to play that.
So Destiny time.
Yeah, I'll play a little bit.
Oh, we do have questions.
Okay.
Oh, we do.
Let's answer them.
Well, hot yes. Diggity damn.
Mr. True Fresh asks.
Oh shit, Matt's back.
Did you miss me?
I did.
We did. We missed your questions because no one asks questions anymore.
That's true.
Yeah, Daxter listens, but he doesn't ask us any questions. So.
Right, Daxter, send us some questions. We want to hear from you.
He gets. He knows, like, when something's up, though. It's like, the podcast wasn't uploaded on Friday. What's going on?
God bless you, Daxter. You're our only friend. It's okay.
Yeah, it's all cool.
And Justin asks, he's a friend, too.
Yes,
he asks
is.
Two questions. He asks, should I get Destiny Season Pass?
Yes, probably. I don't know. Did you play Destiny? No.
I would say play Destiny first, and if you like Destiny, then get the season pass.
Yeah.
It's my recommendation.
If you have a shot at playing the beta, try that, and then you could... My guess would be, like, if you like it, you should probably pick up the, like, limited edition, the $90 version or whatever, which will have the, that comes with the expansion pack, so... That'll be a little bit cheaper for you.
Are you guys getting the limited edition?
I'm gonna get the digital deluxe edition or whatever
for the PS4, right?
If they have one for the Xbox One, I'm getting it there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I'm gonna get 2 copies, and then my Xbox One will be like my fancy one, and I'll probably just do digital for PS4.
I'm trying, like, for most of my games on my Xbox have been digital, so.
I like digital a lot. When it works. I don't know. It's nice just not having to grab the disc. You're just like, oh, yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
I want some Watch Dogs now. But, I don't know. It's got a steel book, and I'm a fucking, that's my weakness for no reason. So, like, I love steel books, man. They're awesome.
Like the Books of Steel, huh?
Yep. So that's why I'm going to get it. Spend an extra $30 for it.
Oh. Do it. Justin also asks, should I pre-order Alien Isolation for the DLC pack? I wouldn't do it just for that, the DLC pack.
Yeah, I mean, are you...
They're going to offer that shit later on.
Yeah, I mean,
and for how, like, what, you think, $5? Probably, $5-$10?
Sure. That
they're going to offer it when they sell it. Like, I don't know if you really feel the need to save that money. Then do it, but I would wait for reviews on that game.
Mm-hmm.
Only knowing the property and knowing who it's coming from. They don't have a good track record of releasing stuff that runs well at launch.
Yeah, I mean, just like, well. If you're like on the fence or like you really want it, then yeah, go get it, you might as well, but I don't know. The game seems like a cool idea, but again, I think it's going to be one of those games that I would prefer reviews to come out. Or at least personal friends' input, you know.
All right, Jeff and I are probably going to play it.
Right.
So we could tell.
And Jeff will love it. I know he will. Even if it's shitty, he'll love it.
It's the best game ever.
Bro, this is good. You guys gotta play it for a game of the year. Yeah. Going up. Shit games. Will not be held hostage.
Wolfenstein. He got me on that one. I'll give him that.
He got you on the old ringer for that one.
He played me on that one. Got me good. Anyway, is there any other questions, or was that it?
That was it.
All right. Cool.
All right.
Well, I am... Oh, I have a pulse rifle.
Ooh.
I'm slightly distracted.
I hate pulse rifles.
You don't like them?
No. I will give you all my pulse rifles, whichever ones you want.
Well, I can't use it yet, so... I do like the sniper rifles in this game.
Yeah?
You guys been using any of them?
I have
not. The sniper rifles? Oh, yeah. I was dominating with them.
Yeah, they're really good. I'm playing currently as a female robot chick thing.
Uh-huh.
She looks weird.
I am the male version, but he looks awesome. He's black skin or black colored, but he's got red eyes.
Like,
menacing.
I don't understand why she has boobs.
Robot boobs. You know, it happens.
I mean, it is. It's cool that you can customize it, but it's just weird to me. She has orange eyes and an orange tattoo thing with a star above her eye.
Yeah, I saw that marking that you can have.
Yeah, I just really want to play this. They should release it tomorrow.
There you go.
I would play it all the time.
I feel like it's in pretty good condition as it is. They gotta be. It hasn't gone gold though, right? When do games go gold?
A couple weeks before. Yeah. Week before. If they're pushing it a week before.
Right.
Have you guys done any of the bounties yet?
I haven't, but I am signed up for as many as I can sign up for.
Wow. If you earn a Mark of the Unbroken medal, I guess that's like if you can not die. Oh, well, some of these ones for the Crucible are pretty tough.
Yeah, they're pretty extensive. But yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like daily challenges, like for MMOs. It's funny because you know it just there are little things about it that reminds you it is an MMO, like
kind of
part two, where you feel like you're playing a first person shooter, but it's definitely there. Those are like daily challenges. The strikes are dungeons, essentially. Like a little bit longer, but better loot rewards. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think we're going to get at least 3 good months of gameplay out of this. Maybe 2 to 3.
As long as there's enough that it lasts me until the Halo collection comes out.
And then
by then, like maybe shortly after the Halo collection comes out, and I've been playing that a while, then they'll release the first expansion for Destiny. So,
right.
I think this fall is going to be good for games.
I do too.
It's been a little light, but I think it's going to be good.
I think we're starting to see some more next gen, current gen, I guess, whatever you want to call it, games coming out. It's like, hey. There's a reason why I bought this. I remember now. It does play games, and it's not just for Hulu Plus and Netflix.
Right.
So, I think it's looking good. I'm really excited for that Halo collection. I don't know. That seems awesome. Just fucking all those maps. Oh my goodness. Just so much nostalgia there. It's more great. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
That game's gonna be so much fun. All right. Well, we will be back next week. And hopefully we'll get Jeff's impressions on Destiny and his issues with his PS4.
Jeff, stop having the sex and come talk about games.
Did he have his PS4 last week?
No, he didn't.
So this is a new experience.
So he bought it.
He hasn't had a good run of it so far with that system, so...
It doesn't sound like it at all.
No. Which is a shame, because it is a nice little box. It's just... When I saw him say that he was so frustrated with it that he was only going to use it as an exclusive and free game machine box. It's like, wow. Because he was...
Wait, what? No way. Really?
That's what he was saying, that he was only going to use it for exclusives and the free games and shit.
Because he couldn't get the online to work.
Yeah. He was having major problems. Whoa.
It was up. I mean, I don't know. I feel that I don't lose faith on Sony yet. You're their strongest supporter.
Yeah. So, we will be back, and Jeff can tell us all about his PlayStation 4. And I will still gush about that Destiny. And maybe Titanfall, because I hear that the new map pack comes out.
It's a rumor.
Yeah, next week.
I want to talk about Divinity Original Sin next week, hopefully.
Have you played that?
I haven't. I have not played it.
Oh, you haven't? Okay. I'll be interested to hear what you say about that. I heard that's really good.
I have too, from lots of people.
It's like the evolution of like Baldur's Gate, yeah.
Yeah.
So that kind of sounds really cool.
Is it a dungeon crawl then? Kind of?
Yeah, it's a top down RPG. Like the old Baldur's Gate games.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Maybe I wrote a preview of it, like I had like an alpha copy.
Mm-hmm.
But they have changed so many things, like the game is completely different from when I actually wrote the preview. So I'm interested to see how far it's come.
Yeah. Gotcha. Interesting.
Cool. All right. Well, cool. We'll be back then. Fozzie, say goodnight.
Goodnight, kids.